Did he? What did he get?
11. Solid for him.
Think you'll talk Pete's bench press?
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
He speaks pretty highly of you. Talk to him about you. He speaks pretty highly of you.
I mean, yeah, we're boys. We've always been best friends coming up as soon as we both arrived in the summer of our freshman year. I mean, he's a great guy. Yeah, it's one of my biggest strengths. It's the fact that I'm able to process information. I can take in new information and process it really quickly, and that's one of my advantages. It
seemed like you played a lot this past year. You feel pretty comfortable in man
coverage? Yeah. I'm actually really comfortable in man coverage. I have some things that I can get better at with some eye control discipline and things like that, and you can get better at a variety of other things, but I'm comfortable bouncing all over the place. I played 7 different positions when I was playing at Stanford. Both corners, both safeties, nickel, dime, and the X, which is like an outside linebacker.
You feel pretty good in the box against the run?
Yeah, I'm solid there.
Do you feel like when you watch tape, when you sit down and you're studying throughout the week and you watch an opponent, what are some of the big things you look for, especially in the position you played last
year? Well, we game plan teams heavily. So first and foremost, we do personnels and matchups. We see what type of formations, what are their favorite plays. Because first and foremost, we want to take their favorite plays off the books. We want to match our favorite defenses to their favorite plays to get that out of the way right away. And then we'll start getting into their personnel group and learn the personality of the opponent. Who is the quarterback reading? Who does he like to throw the ball to? Who's his favorite receiver? What do they typically do on first and 10? What do they do on 3rd and 3? What's their rundown formation? Is it 3rd and 2? Is it 3rd and 3? And then you get into these formations and these tendencies, so that way you can have an idea what an offense is going to be planning to do against you.
Did you play any single high? I watched some of your tape before I got here. I didn't see a ton of reps there. Did you play any single high?
Yeah, if you went and watched the Notre Dame game, per game plan, I was exclusively in the post for that game.
What's different about that position? Is that a different role for you?
You know, I wouldn't say it's... They're all techniques, and that's the way that I see defense. I see defenses as techniques and coverage. So if I'm playing a seam flat in the fire zone, that lets me know that there's a 5-man rush, lets me know that I have a middle safety, that lets me know that it's going to be tight because every guy is going to be on somebody. Or you say I'm playing a curl final 2, which is like a linebacker position, in a max drop coverage. I know it's a 3-man rush. I know E people are dropping. I know I have help all around me, so I know where I can pass off routes and things like that. That's the way that I see defense, and that's what allows me to be so versatile, is that I see things that way. So it's not different for me playing seam flat as a nickel or playing seam flat as a safety. They're the same technique. It's just what coverage am I in.
That defense is pretty loaded at Sanford. What do you think of some of the other guys that are in this class?
Yeah, I mean, Harrison Phillips, outstanding. I mean, the dude's a monster. Have you ever heard of a nose tackle leading the team in tackles? Yeah, and then Quinn, if you speak with him, if you had a conversation with him, you'll see immediately how cerebral this guy is, how intelligent he is. That's one of the strengths of our team, was that we were all able to understand the defense. We were able to understand what was the purpose of the coverage, what were our strengths, what were our weaknesses. We were able to match that up against opposing offenses. Yeah, I talked to the Steelers. I had a formal and an informal with them. They had a head coach, defensive coordinator. I mean, it was a fun conversation talking to those guys. They have a bunch of good characters in that room. Yeah, I did. I had a formal meeting with the Patriots. Bill Belichick was in a room. His son was in a room. A variety of guys. I really enjoyed talking to them. They have a couple of our Stanford guys themselves. You know, Johnson Batamosi, Jordan Richards. Yeah, they come back and visit. They come back and visit campus from time to time, and I just talk to them. You know, a bunch of good character guys. Yeah. It was cool. You know, I know they heard about kind of how intelligent of a player I am, so they kind of wanted to quiz me to see what I knew. You know, they brought up some film, asked me what I was doing in this coverage, what were some of the linebackers doing in the coverage, what I was thinking, what I saw. Some formation alerts, some formation tendencies, things like that, just to get a feel for how I saw defense. And I feel like I left an impression. I love talking ball. Love talking ball. No, they're fun. They're fun. It's not stressful at all for me. Like, I thoroughly enjoy. I have 20 formal interviews. And I enjoy going to each and every one of them, just being able to talk ball with these guys and see their perspectives on how I play, you know, hear their criticism, hear their what they think about me, and also provide my own perspective on it. I haven't had a formal interview with the 49ers. I don't have one. I did an informal with them, though.
Is that interesting just because?
Yeah, because I know some of the guys already, you know, purely for my brother. Like, I had an informal with Coach Halfley, talked to him on the side. And that's the interesting part is that we're so close. The 49ers actually use Stanford's medical team whenever they do their physicals and stuff. So our organizations are already fairly close to each other. Yeah, especially Coach Vic Fangio, you know, he coached at Stanford, then went to the 49ers, so there's some playbook overlap. No, I have no idea who's going to be in any of the rooms that I walk into.
So, is that a little starstruck?
You know, it's cool. It's exciting. It's cool. It's like you walk into the room, it's like, yeah. Coach Belichick's here. You know, it's an awesome feeling to have the head coach around.
I mean, how old are you?
I'm 21.
So, I mean, he's been coaching
longer than I've been alive. Yeah, you know. And he's a totally different guy than he is in the media. Like, he's actually a really nice, really good guy. I can see it. Like, I'm really into it. Like, for 12 of our base coverages at Stanford, I can draw every single person. I can draw all 11 characters on the field and what each of their responsibilities or checks are, and I pride myself on being able to do that. So it's fun, and I talk ball with my coaches all the time back at Stanford with other players. I love to teach the young guys in the program, you know, just make them better. So I could see it somewhere down the road, but focusing on the here and now right now. I'm meeting with the Panthers today. A formal. I can play both. You know, my mentality about playing is, and again, it's to the versatility, I just love to be on the field. I love to be on the field in general. I can do either one, and I'm a team player. I'll do whatever the team needs me to do. If the team already has a free safety, I'm perfectly happy playing strong safety and vice versa. I'm sorry? More naturally. I see myself at least starting off in the post just because of my communication skills and being able to organize the defense, make all the checks, things like that, make all alerts. I talk to him on a more casual basis. I mean, I have my brother in the league, so I've already talked to him from time to time about what it's like being in the league. As far as Christian, he's my friend, you know, so I talk to him more like a friend than I do, like, oh, what's it like playing running back, you know what I mean? I actually am not as into video games. I just started getting into Fortnite just because it's like a rave right now. So many people are on it and some of my friends, so I played it just as a way I can connect with some of the Stanford guys, but I don't play video games very often. In the slot corner? That's more of a rush. We had a package to where I would play X, that outside linebacker position, and I was basically one of the front four. I was always rushing in that package. So in that package, I got to show what I got to do in the blitz. Unfortunately, I practiced it more than we actually used it in the game, but it was still a fun changeup. Yeah, I'm very confident. Like, I love contact. I love fitting gaps. I understand run schemes and run gaps. So I'm very confident that I can do that.
How proud was Dwayne Aquino of his former players? We talked about it once, but
yeah, we hear about him all the time. And one of his sayings is he loves to keep guys alive in the room. That's the way he puts it, bringing up old tape. If there's a specific coverage, the way he wants it done, and he loves to teach by film. So he'll pull up some old tape of some of the other guys, and we see them do it and how they went through their process in the coverage. I'm gonna make the tape. He said that. Oh, hey, I made the tape. That's huge for me. That's huge. That's exciting. That's like a challenge that he has to all the guys going through his teams. Is whenever you leave out of here, you want to make the tape.
You know.
No. You can't make the tape while you're in the program. You have to leave first.
Well, yeah, and they have a lot of young guys coming up.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. No. No, not at all. I mean, but it's all good though. Like I said, I'm having a ton of fun with this process. I'm having a ton of fun speaking to all the teams. I love doing this. I love being able to talk ball and then, you know, come in about an hour when I bench press and come tomorrow on the field, I love to perform too. So it's been an exciting venture for me. Yeah, I do. I do, and I don't want to spoil it, but tune in. I'm gonna turn some heads. Good. I mean, it's the last drill that we do, but I feel really confident across the board in all the drills. It is. It is. It's different, you know, and what the point of the drills is just to see how you move, see if you have mobility, see if you have stiffness and problems like that. And also with the 40, just to see if you're an explosive player. That's the reason why we do the vertical, why we do the broad jump. And it is different from playing football because there's some guys who can run a 4-2, but if they can't mentally understand the defense in the NFL system, then they're going to play 5-2. You know what I mean? They're going to be slow. And that's vice versa. You can also be a guy who runs a 4-7, and you can play 4-2 by recognizing formations and schemes and being able to have a jump on the ball that way. So it's a combination of both. If you run fast and you are blessed enough to be gifted, then that does give you an advantage. But as far as a combine, it isn't everything in football. Hundred percent, 100%. Because a lot of it is technique, and technique is just like anything else.